These are some of the major stories which made the news this week in the Hunter. Unemployment rates across the Hunter have fallen. February saw unemployment at 3.6% in Newcastle and Lake Macquarie, down from 3.8% in the month prior. Business Hunter CEO Bob Hawes says a diverse range of professions could be helping with greater employment opportunities in the region.
You know, we're not just exposed to some of the sectors that have seen vulnerability, like retail and accommodation and food services. We're seeing still strong demand out there for workers in, as I say, health, education, technical and trade workers, the resource sector, and even professional services.
A Newcastle psychiatrist says funding for community mental health isn't regularly going where it's needed. The Hunter New England Health District recorded over 1,300 suicides from 2012 to 2021, over 400 more than in southeastern Sydney. Dr. Stuart Saker says rural and regional New South Wales could use more resources in their areas. Muswellbrook Hospital is in the spotlight as women come forward with allegations of staff not having the resources to deal with local births. The maternity ward remains closed as Hunter New England Health look for an obstetrician to fill the gap. Assistant General Secretary of the Nurses and Midwives Association, Michael Waits, says understaffing is a common issue in regional areas.
Then it's not unusual. Unfortunately, across regional New South Wales, there's a shortage of GP obstetricians and midwives, which means that we're seeing maternity services at some of the regional sites or rural sites like Muswellbrook decreasing as a result of that shortage.
The state's former transport minister says a fast rail network running between Nowra and Newcastle could be built within 15 to 20 years. Andrew Constance says a report on the viability of the network by expert Professor Andrew McNaughton is yet to be released. The call comes after the federal government committed $500 million towards the project earlier this year. A business case for the Sydney to Newcastle leg is expected by the end of 2024. Cessnock will receive a share of $1.6 million for upgrades to 11 bus stops and two new bus stop shelters. The funding is being delivered under the government's Country Passenger Transport Infrastructure Scheme. Cessnock MP Clayton Barr says he hopes the upgrades will encourage locals to use public transport.
Bus stops are a really important part of making public transport a good option that people will participate in. And I'm very, very happy that the government are making these investments right across New South Wales, but particularly in our local area here in the Hunter.
Analysis has revealed large mining companies in New South Wales and the Hunter are seeking to expand their operations under the guise of modifications. The environmental group Lock the Gate has revealed at least 9 plans for coal mine expansions are being presented as modifications, with only 4 providing estimated figures for greenhouse gas emissions. The Department of Planning says mining projects undergo an assessment process which considers the potential impacts to the surrounding environment. A new report shows the nation's pathology sector is under immense cost pressure, which is threatening the viability of collection centres in regional areas, including the Hunter. It shows the sector is continuing to suffer, arguing there's essentially been a freeze on Medicare rebates for the past 24 years. And the Port of Newcastle has welcomed the Independent Pricing and Regulatory Tribunal's determination for a one-off compensation payment of $13 million to the state government. It's expected to bring an end to legislative processes, meaning the Port of Newcastle will no longer face penalties for competing against Port Botany. Late Macquarie MP Greg Piper introduced the legislation to remove the cap on the port's container movements and says this is one less roadblock to Newcastle having a world-class container terminal.
That'll be great. It'll bring jobs. It'll bring some wealth to our local economy when we're going through so many other big changes around coal and thermal power production. It's a great outcome.
2NURFM Sport.
In sport this week, Newcastle Jets defender Mark Natter has been named in the Australian squad for the Under-23 Asian Cup in Qatar. And now you're up to date with this week's top stories from 2NURFM Hunter News.